I'll be reading John chapter 15, 1 through 5. John chapter 15, 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I am in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Well, here we are, the last day of 2017, and so let me say to all of you a Happy New Year. And as we say goodbye to 2017, what kind of year was it for you? Has it been a year to cherish, or has it been one of those years to quickly forget? But whatever the tone of the past has been for us, we have a hope that a new year will bring a change for us. It is an opportunity for a fresh start and a new beginning. And with many of us, we make New Year's resolutions, pledges or promises to ourselves or to God that we're going to do our very best to try to be different this year. One survey of 300,000 Americans found that these were the top 10 resolutions that we make: lose weight and get in better physical shape, stick to a budget, debt reduction, enjoy more quality time with family and friends, find my soulmate, quit smoking, find a better job, learn something new, volunteer to help others, get organized. Well, maybe for some of us, somewhere on that list may be one of the resolutions that you are going to make for this coming year. And I think we all face a couple of challenges here. One is that we often do not keep these resolutions. And another is deciding what resolutions, you know, to make. But this morning I want to focus on some New Year's resolutions that I think each of us should seriously consider for ourselves. But before I get to those, let me share a few stories about resolutions. At the beginning of a new year at a high school, a principal decided to post his teacher's New Year's resolutions on the bulletin board. And as the teachers gathered around the bulletin board, a great commotion started, and one of the teachers was complaining, "Why weren't my resolutions posted?" She was throwing such a temper tantrum that the principal hurried to his office to see if he had misplaced her resolutions. Sure enough, he had mislaid those on his desk. But as he read her resolutions, he was astounded. The teacher's first resolution was not to let the little things upset her in the new year. Okay, resolution broken already. A son called his parents to wish them a happy new year, and when his dad answered the phone, he asked his dad, "Well, Dad, what's your New Year's resolution?" His dad replied, "To make your mother as happy as I can all year." Well, when his mom got on the phone, he asked her the same question. His mom replied, "My resolution is to see that your dad keeps his New Year's resolution." Good point. Now, some of us may have given up on resolutions, taking the attitude of the character in the cartoon Calvin and Hobbes. The cartoon character Calvin once said, "God put me on this earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Right now, I'm so far behind, I'll never die." Well, regardless of past successes or failures, I want to share some New Year's resolutions with you. But please keep in mind verse 5 of the text that was read this morning. John 15 and verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Apart from Christ, We cannot do anything. And as long as we are connected to Him in a relationship with Him, then we can, with His help, keep these resolutions. And as Paul put it in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Number one, find time for God. Build that personal relationship with Christ. And in the course of each day, make time to creatively spend with God. In this time, you can read your Bible. You could perhaps read an inspirational magazine or books, pray, sing, walk, journal. And it might be wise to start with short amounts of time. Use the exercise principle. If you spend an hour exercising in the beginning, you will be too sore to exercise at all the next day. So I think pace yourself. I think that's important. But begin something. And maybe you can begin it with little amounts, but I think that will help you to pace yourself in terms of doing those things. I saw a little sign on one of the church buildings that said, need a little exercise? Try walking with God. Well, that is some good exercise for all of us. That's something we all can do to have that daily walk with God. Ephesians chapter 5, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. So spending time with God. Number two, stay or become involved in Bible study and worship. I strongly believe that in order to become all that we can be, it is vital that we be involved in Bible study and worship. I was struck by a letter that a preacher received from one of his members. Dear preacher, you often stress attendance at worship as being very important for a Christian. But I think a person has a right to miss now and then. I think every person might be excused for the following reasons. Christmas holidays, July 4th, Memorial, school reopens, sleep late, anniversary, business trip, bad weather, races, time changes, New Year's, Labor Day, school closing, family reunions, deaths in family, sickness, vacation, ball games, unexpected company, special on TV. Preacher, that leaves a number of Sundays per year. So you can count on us being in worship on those few Sundays unless we are providentially hindered. Listen to Hebrews 12 or Hebrews chapter 10. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, His flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Note the three "let us" imperatives in this passage. The writer says, let us draw near, let us hold fast, and then let us consider how we can stir up one another by being here for worship. That is one of the ways that we can stir up one another toward love and good works. Number three, make a conscious decision to grow in the grace of giving. Rayford mentioned that in his remarks around the Lord's Supper this morning. And Paul makes three appeals in 2 Corinthians 8 to encourage the church in Corinth to give. Number one, he gave the example of the Macedonian churches. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God, which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. Those lines have always been incredible to me. In a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. Maybe here was some churches who had to beg Paul, let us participate in this contribution, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. So Paul encourages them by noting the example of those Macedonian churches. But then he gives the example of Christ. And this is the highest example. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. What greater motivation is there for us to give of ourselves, our time, our talents, our treasures, than Jesus Christ? But finally, he challenges the church to show the proof of your love. Verse 24 of chapter 8, therefore, openly before the churches, show them the proof of your love and our reason for boasting about you. So let's resolve to grow in the grace of giving. But then number four, put away any undesirable habit, addiction, or sin. Ephesians chapter 4, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So here Paul is instructing us to lay aside the old self and then to put on the new self. Well, what are we to put away? What are we to lay aside? Well, beginning at verse 25, Paul mentions a number of things that we are to lay aside. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. That's a big enough challenge, isn't it? Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Well, I hope and pray that 2018 will be a year for all of us to grow and to take seriously these simple resolutions that I have suggested here this morning. Find time for God. Be active in Bible study and worship. Do your best to grow in the grace of giving. And put away any undesirable habit, addiction, or sin. So I am the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next opportunity at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you have learned about life during the last 12 months. All that you sought and didn't find is hidden in me, waiting for you to search it with more determination. All the good that you tried for and didn't achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. And so again, I pray that 2018 will be a meaningful, productive year for each of us and for the church here at the Regency congregation. But it is an opportunity for all of us to have a fresh start as we begin now, 2018. We're going to sing our song of encouragement, and if there's anyone here today who is ready to begin their life of faith by coming, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, repenting of your sins and being baptized into Christ so that you can experience the forgiveness of your sins, what better way to end this year and begin that new year with that commitment to Jesus Christ? If you desire the prayers of the congregation for any reason, we're here to pray with you, to pray for you. And so if we can help you, assist you, encourage you in any way this morning, would you please let us know how we can do that as we stand together and sing our song of encouragement.